Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Hey, locksmiths. Friend of the show and our Check the Locks Halloween episode co-host Jessica Gomez has written a dark thriller novel called Pieces of You. This creepy but emotional tale of grief, abduction, and murder is Mayor of Easttown meets Psycho, and it's perfect for all of you who love crime stories.
Nora Aberdeen, a grieving college dropout, ventures to a deteriorating small town to meet a blind date. On her drive home, a bloody young woman darts in front of her car, causing Nora to veer off the road and headfirst into a tree. When Nora regains consciousness, the woman is gone. Nora's estranged uncle, a sheriff's deputy, comes calling with information about a growing list of young women turning up dead in the small town of Woodbridge, including the woman who caused Nora's accident. The local police have written the women off as drug overdoses, but suspicious circumstances and the department's ineptitude point to something more nefarious. Unsure if she can trust the only family she has left, Nora tries to uncover the secrets of the missing young women and her connection to them when a strange motive unfurls. Will Nora uncover the truth before the killer claims another victim?
Pieces of You by Jessica Gomez releases October 1st. Pre-order as a hardcover, paperback, or ebook online at Barnes & Noble, Target, Amazon, bookshop.org, or ask your local bookstore to order it for you. Sign up for Jessica's newsletter at writerjessicagomez.com and follow her on Instagram at writerjessicagomez for updates. This episode of Check the Locks is brought to you by our friends at Audible.
Audible is your one-stop shop for audio entertainment where you can always find the best of what you love or discover something new.
That's right. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from mysteries, thrillers, biographies, and of course, true crime.
And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month from their catalog to keep forever, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible members also get access to thousands of podcasts from popular favorites, exclusive new series, and this very podcast you're listening to now.
Plus, the Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking the dog, doing chores, Audible makes listening anywhere easy.
And best of all, Check the Locks listeners can try Audible for free for 30 days. So head over to audibletrial.com/checkthelocks or click the link in the show notes to start enjoying Audible today.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Before we get started, as always, Olivia, how are you? How is your week been? How you doing, friend?
You know, my week's been good. I'm a little sleepy tonight, but I think that's to be expected. But I haven't been doing yawning. Much. I mean, that was a big yawn there. We can take another take if you want.
No, leave it. Yawn into the microphone. I think it really captures the energy of the evening.
Yeah. I'm short on time tonight, though.
Well, I am sorry that you are feeling tired. I know, you know, it sometimes it just feels like the week's dragging and we're trying to get through everything. And I know tonight I was a little bit later than we normally are. So I appreciate you hanging in there. I did have a big piece of news that I wanted to share with you on the podcast because I thought you would be very excited about it.
No, I'm kidding.
No. I think you would be very, very excited about it. But I've talked a lot of smack about him before, but I just wanted you to know.
I see it.
I stepped up. I joined the Crocs Club. So
Those are cool Crocs. You don't have holes in yours at the bottom.
At the top. But yeah, I'm officially part of the Croc Mafia. Yeah, they say Croc right on them.
I have holes here.
Got them sweet pink ones.
Yeah, I got purple ones too. And navy blue ones too.
So here's the thing.
They're the best thing you've ever put on your foot.
Yes and no. So I'm gonna talk real quick. I know we're short on time, but I'm going to talk about what I've found to be the benefits and the negatives, right? So I'm not a big fan of flip-flops because I don't like the thong in the middle of the toes. It's very uncomfortable. I break them all the time. So I was like, I'm going to get some slides. And instead of getting slides, I was like, you know what? Kara was ordering some for Millie for back to school. She loves them. I was like, let me get some Crocs. So plus they're very comfortable on the bottom, right? Don't hurt your feet. Easy on, easy off. Couple of the positives, right? Sport negative mode. Sport mode. Yeah, this is when you flip the heel part up front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sport mode. You got to climb a ladder, you know, those kind of things. Sport mode.
You climb a ladder in your Crocs?
I do everything in my Crocs. They're my house shoes.
Okay, so I get them literally, as house shoes.
Yeah, every day they're on my feet as house shoes. I don't wear these out in public. I mean, I have, like driving in the car, but like they're my house shoes.
Yeah, so that's what kind of what I'm using mine for is, you know, if I'm letting the dogs out or I'm just running up to the grocery store or something real quick, like I don't have to worry about looking nice, whatever. So a couple of positives, like you said, sport mode, convertible top, in, out, right? Mm-hmm. The negative, and tell me if I'm alone in this, they make the bottom of my feet like sweat and become slippery. Like I just feel like my foot.
No, you don't
have that problem.
No, and I'm going to give an honest review on that. I am someone who has sweaty feet. My feet sweat. My feet stink. I'm not going to deny it. I am someone who does not. If I wear socks in my tennis shoes, but if I don't have to have socks on my feet, they are not on my feet, which is why I wear house shoes, because my feet sweat so bad that I don't like if like I have all wood floor. So anything sticks to my feet feel constantly dirty because they're always sweating. But my Crocs, and as long as I have like airflow and things, and even in slides, my feet don't sweat.
Yeah. For me, And first of all, let me just first
we're
and
going
foremost,
way off topic today.
Well, first and foremost, let me just say thank you for talking about the your sweaty, honesty. Stinky feet. Yes. Well, because
yes.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to clip that and I'm going to go to some foot fetish message board
great.
And just post it. So somewhere there is somebody listening to this with a very specific thing that they like, and they're just looping. They're hitting that.
And
back
I mean, I
seconds.
Need to support Lumi. Lumi works great.
Yeah.
Helps
there you
my
go.
Stinky feet.
So for me, I have the opposite where I prefer to wear socks because if I don't wear socks, then, you know, that's where things start to smell. But I find my feet getting a little sweaty. And then the other thing is, I have a wide foot. So they're easy on, easy off, but they squeeze at the top. So like I'll take them off and there's just this one spot where it's just kind of rubbing. It's red like it wants to be a blister.
Do you need the next size up?
Well, I'm already in 12s. If I get a size 13 croc, I'm going to look like Krusty the Clown.
You got big feet,
town.
John.
I know. I got,
you might
I got,
just, like, I just don't have these problems you're having.
And I have wide 12s. So not just that they're big, you know what I mean?
I don't think they make a croc W.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to look, but I think the positives right now are definitely outweighing the negatives, especially for, I was like, oh, we're going to go to, you know, back to the splash pad and stuff like that. Like I don't have to worry
perfect
about
perfect place for your Crocs.
Cause I look like a super dork. Cause I will wear like
socks
and tennis
and,
shoes.
Oh my gosh. No.
So I'm at the splash pad, like drying my feet off to put my socks and tennis shoes back on in my wet bathing suit. You know what I mean? It's full dad mode. So
it's like people that wear socks and tennis shoes to the beach.
That's me. That
no.
is me. I'll go to the beach,
now
wear socks and
Crocs.
Tennis shoes. Yeah.
And so. Let me give you my next piece of advice before we get started. They do wear down. Despite you thinking they don't wear down, they wear down. Because when I got my new set of Crocs, yes, my new set of Crocs, I put one on from the old pair and one on from the new pair, and it just is a world of difference. But well, I'm not sure how often you have to like change them out.
Yeah, I'm in day 3 right now. So I'm thinking that it is probably just like I've got to like let my feet get used to them.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like form around the foot a little bit. But
I mean, I wear my Crocs every day.
I'm full dad status now. I wear New Balance and Crocs, and that's like my two shoes of choice now. So I figure
white
my
tube
40th.
Socks?
No.
That's what I'm
black
getting
socks.
You for your 40th. Uh-huh. Tube socks. Yep, all right. We got to get this Gabby, stabby, stabby thing going.
I know. And I'm so sorry. And for our listeners, I definitely apologize. If you like Crocs or don't like Crocs, I think this would be a great thing to share in the Facebook group, or you can send us an email. We would love to hear, from our Crocs enthusiasts and anybody who's not down, we'd love to hear from you as well. But this is a short on time case. I definitely think we've done a lot of Gabby. We've done 7 minutes on Crocs. Should we jump in, get to the stabby, talk about this week's case?
I think so.
All right, let's do it. So for this week's short on time case, we're actually heading to Covington, Georgia, this past Friday on July 12th. So it's a very new case. I mean, this just happened. Now, dozens of fishermen had gathered in hopes of winning a tournament. 60-year-old Troy Eaton threw the event, and his family owned the property where the carp fishing tournament was held. According to his daughter, Heather, Eaton had been running the tournament since before she was born. He was well-known in the community, and according to his family, Eaton was a mentor and the best friend anyone could ask for. In fact, he was even planning to be married later in August of this year. So it must have come to a surprise when the Covington police were dispatched just before 7 p.m. on the 12th. When authorities arrived, they found Troy Eaton lying dead on the floor of the bait shop on the property. He had succumbed to injuries from gunshot wounds to the head and the back. Additionally, there were several witnesses present at the time of Troy's murder, and they could all identify the shooter. It was 85-year-old Wayne Eaton, Troy's father. According to one witness in the official CPD report, Wayne Eaton entered the shop and proceeded to open fire, shooting his son 3 times in the head and once in the ear. The same witness said that after the shooting occurred, Wayne returned to the basement area of the building. This was also his living quarters. When police secured the scene, they spotted the 85-year-old looking out of the basement window. A short standoff would ensue, but Wayne would be arrested within 30 minutes of the police arriving on the scene. Now, upon searching the basement area, authorities were able to retrieve the firearm Wayne had used to kill his son. And when police asked why he would do such a thing to his own family, Wayne declined to answer, telling officers that he wanted an attorney present. Wayne Eaton was transported to the Newton County Jail, where he's being charged with one count of malice murder and possession of a firearm or knife during the commission of a crime. Now, obviously, Troy's family is heartbroken. His grandson, Ethan Sanders, was interviewed by the local ABC affiliate station, and he described his grandfather as a great person and a great man, saying that he did not deserve what happened to him. Now, Olivia, this is obviously still an ongoing case and no motive has been found, but I will definitely keep an eye on it and report back with any updates. But that was this week's Short on Time. What are you thinking? Where's your head at?
I think this is our oldest, like, person in a case, like, to commit a crime. Like, the oldest person to commit a crime, I should say. 85?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if something just, like, snapped, or if he thought that his son maybe was the intruder. Like, he got confused. He went upstairs because he was down in the basement. Maybe heard something, didn't realize what he was doing. Like, I mean, we need to have a reason why, but I also don't think an 85-year-old needs to go to prison. I think even if it was malintent, I don't really know. I don't know. I'm confused. I'm torn. What are you thinking?
Yeah. So I'm really interested to know the why behind, because if it is some kind of cognitive decline, something like that, then, you know, obviously that's a different situation. If it was an argument over something, you know, it is weird that he's 85, his son is 60, and something like this happens so far into, you know, So late in life.
Life, yeah.
But I think for me, it is definitely going to be like the why behind it. And if we find out why.
Like, was this genuinely an accident?
Yeah. And I mean, according to the witnesses, it definitely wasn't, it didn't appear to be an accident. Like, he walked in and opened fire and shot his son.
Because like the bait shop was open and running.
Yeah. So the lake, the bait shop, this is all on their property. Own it. They do these tournaments all the time. It was Troy's passion. And so I don't know, like, if he just wasn't in his right mind and, you know, thinking he was somebody else or something, you know, like, that's what I'm saying. Until we know, it's all speculation, but it's just, you know, it's so sad that something like this would happen to this family. I mean, Troy was a grandpa, you know what I mean? Right. Like, so it's just, you know, my heart goes out to the families and, you know, because I can't imagine, like, you've lost a great grandfather now and your grandfather, you know, just seems like it's tragic all the way around.
Yeah, it really is sad.
Now, I also picked this case because I saw it and immediately made me think of something that's actually happened to me. Are you okay if I share that with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you okay sharing what happened to you?
Yes, I'm totally fine.
Okay.
So I had moved to Tennessee, and when I first got down here, I, you know, really kind of took to fishing. I loved going fishing. It was super fun. And I mean, I'm not like competitive. You know, I know there's probably people who listen who, you know, either they fish or their spouse fish or something like that. I'm old school, like Zebco push button. I've got a bopper, you know, I'm not doing anything fancy. So I went fishing with my father-in-law, and it was one of the first things that we kind of bonded over, you know, and I mean, I love my father-in-law. I look at him as if he is my father. Like, I'm super grateful that he's in my life and that Millie has him. But it was just something that, like, you know, we kind of connected over when we were first starting to get to know each other. And so I went fishing with him, and we were crappie fishing. Have you ever had crappie?
Yeah, that's what we eat down here, or white perch.
Oh, yeah. So
and I know my fishes.
Yeah,
my fish. For
sure. I know my fishes, bitches.
I know my fishes.
But, we were wearing them out, right? Like, we had caught, you know, we were like 20, 25, 30. And I think we were pretty close to 35.
I believe that.
I caught one, and we have them all in this basket. And I walk over and I lift the lid over, you know, lift the lid up, and I drop like number 35 in it. And it, in slow motion, the basket goes back into the water. And I watched this chain from like 1922. I watched this one chain link just bend, 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 snap. And all like 30 plus fish just sink to the bottom of this lake. And I look over and I've never seen a fire and a fury in a person's eyes. And he was just like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? And, you know, thankfully he didn't lose it on me. He kept his composure, but I could tell like he'd probably never been more mad at a person in his entire life. So I was researching the story and I sent my father-in-law just the headline. And then I just texted him. He probably dropped the basket because yeah. You know, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, you know, right. If you could have got away with it that day, you would have killed me. He paid some kids to jump into this lake and try to like swim down to the bottom because we're on a marina. Mm-hmm. So it went down. They were pulling up couches and bags of trash, but no fish basket. So
that's crazy.
I just thought I would share that story.
Hopefully the fish got out.
I don't think so. I think somewhere down there is a little fish graveyard in a wire basket.
But he still let you marry his daughter, so I think he's an all right man.
Oh yeah, yeah. We were like still far away from getting married, but I know if you're, you know, we've got some people who fish and live in Tennessee and those kind of areas, and they're probably like they probably would have killed me too. So but I was just like, man, he's gonna kill me. And then I saw the story and just something inside, I was like, no. I was like, I have to read this to find out what happened. And then I was like, oh, this is super sad. So I don't mean to make light.
How many more years until you're 60?
Right. Yeah. He's just gonna be like, you remember when?
Remember but, when you dropped that basket of crappie?
Yeah. And so I don't mean to like make jokes or make light, but it was something that like caught my attention and I dug into it and I was like, oh man, this is actually like, this would be a good one for the show. So
we just need to know the motive.
Yeah, I know. I really want to know what it is. But if we're talking deadbolt test, where does something like this land for you? I would imagine it'd be kind of low, but I'm just, you know, curious.
2, 3. I mean, somebody died. So like it is unsettling. And like the reason we don't know why, like is there's this deep. I just finished watching this documentary before we started recording and it's on Prime, I think, Filling in the Blanks. It's basically, I don't want to give it away, but it's like a genealogy thing that figures out a family secret. And so it's like, is this a deep family secret or is this like just a genuine mistake or was like, there's something he was really mad about. Like, I need to know. 2. I'll go 2. Solid 2.
Put it at 2. I think I'm going to do the same. I think I'm going to put it about a 3 because there is something about your own family turning on you that, again, just kind of irks me to the core. We've talked about it, husbands, mm-hmm. wives, like siblings, all that stuff. But I think for me, it's what's really going to change it is if we find out what the motive was, if we found out like,
oh yeah,
because there is something even, you know, kind of scary if it is something like dementia or cognitive decline where I just didn't recognize who this person was or, you know, like that's scary on its own merit when you think about like the way that the brain works and how, like how scared that person must have been. So, you know, again, it's all speculation until we find out, but I think for right now, based on what we know, I'd put it in a 3 for sure.
All right.
Well, that is where we fall in the deadbolt test for this week's case. Olivia's putting it at a 2. I'm putting it at a 3. But as always, we got to go out to the locksmiths, the listeners. Where does the murder of Troy Eaton fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. Find us on Twitter, Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, come hang out with us. We need to know if you like Crocs. What do you think? Pluses, minuses. We want to hear your opinion on this hot topic issue. So come hang out with us. We'd love to get to spend some time with you. And as always, if you like what we do, you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. Got a lot of great benefits, exclusive tiers. You get coffee mugs, stickers, all sorts of stuff. Plus, you get the episodes ad-free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those darn commercials, Patreon is the way to go. So again, if you like what we do, want to help us keep the lights on, that is patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, and sharing what we do with your friends and family means just as much, if not more. So if that is you, you're listening, you're telling people to check out the show, just know from the bottom of our hearts that we appreciate it. Again, that's all we're looking to do is grow our community, bring in new listeners, expand our family. And by you telling people to listen, that's exactly what that does. So if you're sharing what we do with the people who are important to you, just know that we appreciate you so much. That is all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.